Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. French President Emmanuel Macron is promising aid to Lebanon following a blast that killed more than 145 people. But he reassured angry citizens that aid will not go to corrupt hands. International aid is arriving in Beirut as Lebanon continues to come to terms with the devastating explosion at its main port. Reuters' Adam Reed reports.
Facing devastation, help is arriving in Lebanon. Preliminary blame the explosion on inaction and negligence, saying nothing was done to remove tons of ammonium nitrate from the port. Local officials have denied the incident was the result of an attack. Lebanon's hospitals are overwhelmed by thousands of injured people, while other care facilities were themselves put out of action by the explosion. The people of Lebanon are used to suffering through decades of war and civil unrest.
That is Reuters' Adam Reed reporting. Dozens are still missing after Tuesday's explosion that injured 5,000 people and left up to 250,000 homeless. U.S. President Donald Trump is predicting a COVID-19 vaccine might be ready by this year's election, less than 90 days away. Community, including prominent infectious disease experts such as Dr. Anthony Fauci, who is a member of the White House Coronavirus Task Force, however, expects that none of the numerous vaccine candidates now undergoing human trials will be ready until the end of the year or early 2021. Meanwhile, in an interview with VOA, Dr. Fauci says the world will never be able to eradicate the coronavirus that has infected 19 people globally. From Washington, this is VOA News. White House officials and Democratic leaders in the U.S. Congress concluded